Then you think that the darkness is coming, said Eowyn. Darkness unescapable. And suddenly she drew close to him. No, said Faramir, looking into her face. It was but a picture in the mind. I don't know what's happening. The reason of my waking mind tells me that great evil has befallen, and we stand at the end of days. But my heart says nay, and all my limbs are light, and a hope and joy are come to me that no reason can deny. Eowyn, Eowyn, White Lady of Rohan, in this hour I don't believe that any darkness will endure. And he stooped and kissed her brow. And so they stood on the walls of the city of Gondor, and a great wind rose and blew, and their hair, raven and golden, streamed out mingling in the air. And the shadow departed, and the sun was unveiled, and light leaped forth, and the waters of Anduin shone like silver, and in all the houses of the city men sang for the joy that welled up in their hearts from what source they could not tell. And before the sun had fallen far from the noon, out of the east there came a great eagle flying, and he bore tidings beyond hope from the lords of the west, crying, Sing now, ye people of the Tower of Anor, for the realm of Sauron is ended for ever, and the dark tower is thrown down. Sing and rejoice, ye people of the Tower of God, for your watch hath not been in vain, and the black gate is broken, and your king hath passed through, and he is victorious. Sing and be glad, all ye children of the west, for your king shall come again, and he shall dwell among you all the days of your life. And the tree that was withered shall be renewed, and he shall plant it in the high places, and the city shall be blessed. Sing, all ye people! And the people sang in all the ways of the city. The days that followed were golden, and spring and summer joined and made revel together in the fields of Gondor. And tidings now came by swift riders from Kaer Andros of all that was done, and the city made ready for the coming of the king. Merry was summoned, and rode away with the wains that took store of goods to Osgiliath, and thence by ship to Kaer Andros. But Faramir did not go, for now, being healed, he took upon him his authority and the stewardship, although it was only for a little while, and his duty was to prepare for one who should replace him.